In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are still in the octave of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, which is why we have the same Mass as yesterday, as well as white vestments and flowers at the altar. But I wanted to tell you today about ancient the martyrs, one group of ancient martyrs of the Church, which used to be commemorated on this day. Recently, with the fourth graders in religion class, we saw how you don't pray the image, but the person the image represents. And that's something many people who don't understand our religion still think falsely, that we give worship or honor to images. And today's the conversion of one group of today's martyrs got started in that mixing up. During the Roman Empire, the emperor named Maximian once held a big and huge sport event in a town called Samosata, which is now in Turkey, and the year was 297. And in honor of these great and big games, the emperor ordered everyone in the town to offer sacrifice to pagan gods in the pagan temple located in the middle of the city. Everyone did this, but two citizens of very high rank named Hipparchus and Philotheus, they stayed home and prayed Jesus in front of an image of the cross. Then once, when five of their friends came to visit them, they did found them this way praying before the image of a cross. And the friends asked Hipparchus and Philotheus why they were showing such a sad face and prayed at home at the time when by emperor's orders all the people were commanded to celebrate and assemble to the temple and pray to gods. These two men answered that they adored only the true creator of the world. One of their guests then asked, "Do you think that cross is the maker of the world? For I see you adore this cross." And Hipparchus answered, "No, we don't adore the cross. We adore him who hung upon the cross. It is now the third year since we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we hold that it is forbidden for us during these games to go outdoors, because we abhor the smell of those pagan victims with which the whole city is infected, because they are offered in honor of false gods." And from this confusion of do the Christians pray the cross or do Jesus who hung on the cross, for this little confusion, the group of men started to talk more about the truths of the religion. And after much talking about the holy religion, the five young noblemen declared that they too desired to be baptized. Hipparchus and Philotheus at first thought that they should wait for a while, because they had only recently heard about God's religion. But at length, because they were so impressed with the zeal of these young men, they sent a word for their priest. And this priest, named James, was ready to come immediately. But because of the great games which everyone celebrated in the town, the priest had to cover all the material necessary for baptism with his cloak. And when he arrived to the house, he found the seven men on their knees at prayer before the image of the cross, showing reverence to Jesus and to the true creator of the world. The priest then questioned the converts if they were ready to suffer sorrows and torments for Christ, who had first suffered for them. And they answered with one voice that nothing could ever be able to separate them from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. The priest then had them read the Confession of Catholic Faith and had them abjure, that is, renounce, their former idolatry. The priest then baptized them and immediately gave them Holy Communion. This being done, priest again hid the baptismal kit under his cloak and made haste home in fear of the persecution. On the third day of this great pagan festival, the emperor then asked, had all the people in the city been good citizens and offered sacrifice to pagan gods? He was answered that everyone had, except two, named Hipparchus and Philotheus. The emperor was told that these two had for 3 years constantly absented themselves from the public worship of the gods. Hearing this, the emperor ordered that they should be led to the pagan temple and forced to offer sacrifice. Hipparchus and Philotheus, they were arrested, but their 5 newly converted companions were also brought in front of the emperor. The emperor reminded them that they were still young and that they should enjoy life and not get themselves killed. Just give the sacrifice to gods of this city, the pagan gods, and I will set you free. But these young men answered that faith in Christ is more precious for them than life itself. They said that nothing could make them sacrifice to false gods, especially since they had made their first Holy Communion. They said, our bodies are consecrated by the touch of his body, and bodies which have been made holy should not be desecrated by offering to false gods. The emperor then brought Hipparchus and Philotheus from their dungeon, but they looked more like corpses than living men because they had been treated so harshly. The emperor told them that if they would offer to pagan gods, he would re-establish them in all their dignities of former life. But every single one of the 7 remained unshaken in their faith to Christ. The emperor then ordered 7 crosses to be lifted at the gate of the city and had these 7 men crucified. Dear children, this is the wonderful story of the 7 martyrs of Samosata, and they gave lots of good teaching for us, for our life. First of all, that you remember that when you ask help from God, remember to show him due reverence. If you see an image of the crucifix or one of God's saints, kneel down in front of it and say some prayers where you ask the saint intercede for you and make you live a good life and protect you and lead you a similar good and holy life as this saint did. Also remember that because you are participants of Christ's body and blood through Holy Communion, your bodies also have been made holy temples. They are sanctified by Holy Communion, and you must keep them holy. And you can see in this story how truly hard, sorrowful, and dangerous it was to be a Christian in these times of the martyrs, compared to the sufferings these holy men had to go through. Our lives are really very, very easy. If we feel tired by rising up more early in the morning for Mass or for school, or if we feels strenuous to do penance like fasting or abstaining from meat, remember the glorious example of those martyrs, how they rather gave their life rather than offend God by sin, and how greatly they were elevated as saints of heaven. Their faith should also be our faith, and comparing to their sufferings, our life is truly easy, because we don't have the strenuous threats of death hanging upon us, and also we have these glorious saints as our helper and intercessors during every day of our own life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.